Okay, we are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. This morning is the morning that the AFA's Floor Tech kicks off. It is being held today, actually through Thursday, at the Trade and Convention Center. And we have on the line with us Wanda Ellis. She's the executive director of the AFA, the American Floor Covering Alliance. Let me get that right. They're the people that put on the show. We also have on the line with us an exhibitor, Dr. Janet Merle. She is with Warrington Fire, and I'm dying to know what that company is all about. She's one of the exhibitors. And ladies, welcome to Floor Radio.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Now, let me, just so everybody is aware, and we've been talking about this show on the program for some time, but it's kicking off this morning. Just so everybody listening here locally is aware, Wanda, tell them about the show, what they can expect, and what this show's all about.
Okay, be happy to, Dave. The show is, we've got approximately 100 exhibitors up here showing the very latest in technologies, equipment, machinery, suppliers, or service providers to the floor covering manufacturers.
I gotcha. And this is a show, it's every other year. And this is, as far as I know, this is the only real show that focuses on carpet and floor covering manufacturing equipment. Isn't that pretty much true, Wanda? The wonders of science.
Yes, Dave, excuse me. Yes, this is the only show of its kind, and that's why it's so crucial to have it here in Dalton and in the, you know, in the center of all the carpet manufacturing.
I gotcha. Now, Janet, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Warrington Fire. That's an unusual name. You're a UK-based organization. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Okay. We are a company set up to do fire testing and certification of products. Consultancy and basically anything to do with fire. And the reason why we're here today is to liaise with the floor covering manufacturers of America and try and help them in selling their products into Europe.
I see. Now, you're involved in testing primarily, is that's correct?
Testing and certification.
Okay.
Yes.
Is the testing and certification a great deal different, say, in the UK and in Europe than it is here in the United States?
The testing is certainly, the flooring tests are similar but different, but the key issue is the certification. Basically, to sell your product into Europe nowadays, you don't just have to do fire testing to show fire performance, but you have to have your product certified so that we know that the product that you're making today will be the same as the product you're making in 2, 3, 5, 10 years.
I see. Have you found that a lot of U.S. carpet producers have not been all that pleased having to deal with different types of fire certification and testing and so on in other countries?
We have. Even the very big companies have found it difficult to get to grips with the new system in Europe. And although, as I say, the fire test methods are similar, it's the procedure that they have to go through to actually get their product onto the market, which in recent years has become far more difficult, far more complicated. So we're here basically to hold their hands through the entire process.
I got you. Very interesting.
Okay.
Now Wanda, I'm looking down the exhibitor list. It seems like you have a who's who of people manufacturing machinery, equipment, and just about everything under the sun for the carpet industry.
We do, Dave. And we've got some very nice, big, unique, pieces of machinery down there that's absolutely just amazing, and they're going to be demonstrating it during the show.
Now they'll be demonstrating that all through the show. That's one of the real, I think, advantages of the show, to actually see this stuff operating.
Well, that's one of the things that had kind of almost been discouraged in the past, you know, because shipping overseas and drayage and all that. But working with the Northwest Georgia Trade and Convention Center and all the staff, them doing being more involved in the show this year, it's enabled a lot more exhibitors to economically ship their products in and get them on the show floor and actually run them and demonstrate them.
Well, just from attending these shows over the years, I can attest to the fact that if you have a piece of machinery up and running, you're going to draw a crowd with it, if nothing else.
Right, and we've got some really, you know, new and very updated, you know, redesigned or upgraded, I guess, pieces of machinery.
And these will be going on all day long, or
well,
all throughout the show.
Well, I don't know if they'll be going, you know, running all day, but they will be there, and if someone wants to see a demonstration, they certainly will be operational.
I gotcha. Now, just give us some idea as to the variety of exhibitors at the show. You mentioned machinery people, and just looking down the list, I see all the big players.
Right.
But there's everybody else seems to be there, too. Just run down the list of some of the things that these people do produce.
Oh, okay. I'll do the best I can, Dave. I'm not sure I know all the terminology to explain what they do, but we've got like Cobble and Tufco and CMC and CYP, all the major Tufty machine players are here. And Essex and the Japanese Yamaguchi Tufty machine. We've got Modra showing their very latest sample machine from Australia. We got Gilbos and their products. We got Perpetual. We got Fletcher. Zimmer's going to be demonstrating their new ChromaJet printing technology from Austria. So, and then I'm trying to scale systems with all their electronics and laboratory equipment.
Well, it sounds like you've got it all. You don't need to run through the whole
list. Oh, good. I was hoping you'd tell me to stop, you know. We've got a company from, Sweden with a new wealth guiding system with sensors on it. Huge machine. So it's been interesting getting all this stuff into the Trade Center this week.
Interesting. I bet it has.
Yeah.
Now, Janet, how did you learn about the AFA show?
Okay, I was at an exhibition for floor coverings in Germany and at Domatec, and we were walking around talking to many of the carpet manufacturers and came across the AFA stand, and we had a long discussion with Wanda and her colleagues. And basically, we agreed that we would get together and form an alliance to help Wanda and her members approach the European market.
And here you are.
And here I am, yes.
Now, Wanda, you mentioned technology, and the technology is over and above the technology that physically produces carpets and rugs. You got a lot of design technology there and a lot of other things as well. Just give us an insight on some of that stuff.
Well, you know, like the software programs, the companies that develop software for interfacing with the tufting machines for the design work.
Uh-huh.
We've got yarn, you know, we've got people here with for the yarn suppliers, you know.
You got it from soup to nuts anyway.
Right,
I don't want you to go through the whole list.
I know.
Necessarily. Well, I would if you want to, but no, that's okay. Who are you encouraging to come to this show, Wanda?
I'm encouraging everyone that can get to the show any day, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, because I think it's extremely interesting. You're going to meet a lot of very interesting people from all over the world, and because the industry is so crucial and everything's related, I think anyone could come. But I strongly encourage all of the manufacturing and their personnel spend some time up here.
Now, you've also got seminars and other things that are going on in conjunction with this show. You've got a roundtable discussion a little bit later this morning with some industry, you know, big industry names in it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, we're going to kick it off in the morning, starting at 8:30 with a panel discussion with Kemp Hart from Floor Focus being the moderator, and Dan Dawson from the Dixie Group, Joe Williams from BOU, and then Dr. Richard Williams from the Williams Company, and then Michael Harris from the Faribault Mills. So we got a good variety of people to talk about the challenges of globalization. So I think that's going to be interesting because it's such a truly global market.
Now, you also have seminars that are going on throughout this. Tell us a bit about that.
We've got a few. We've got SEBA is doing a seminar on color and design and everything on Wednesday. It's a day-long event with different topics throughout the day. And then Thursday we've got international patents and seminars on that from the Miles Stockbridge Attorneys Group out of Washington.
I've got you. So. Janet, let me ask you a question specifically, and I know there's a lot of players here in the United States that have probably entertained the idea of selling some of the products they make abroad, but they really have no clue what's involved in actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little bit of the specifics as to what's involved if somebody wants to sell product in the UK or in Europe. In terms of the certification and the testing that you were talking about earlier, what are the major differences?
Okay, basically, to be able to sell any product into Europe nowadays, you must have some sort of quality assessment made for your product. So historically, all manufacturers have had to do was to meet the local fire requirements for that carpet, and of course the buyer specification. Nowadays, they have to make sure that they have in place some sort of quality system that will guarantee that product's performance. And they don't just have to guarantee that product's performance in terms of the fire behavior, but they also have to look at the other types of characteristics from the flooring. For example, electrostatic behavior and the ability to be able to clean the carpet and many other different characteristics of that product have to be assessed and have to be reported and marketed alongside that particular product. So basically the system in Europe, for the whole of Europe, it's been simplified in that only one set of tests is required, but it's actually being made a lot more onerous because of the way they want the product to be policed.
I see. And these tests are over and above anything that a U.S. producer would have to do or have to subject their product to be sold here in the U.S.
Yeah. Basically, the test methods are just slightly different for each one of the characteristics. So although they can have some indication, having had their product tested in the U.S., they won't categorically know what they can expect in terms of performance against the European test.
I see.
It sounds that we've actually tried to up the level that we're asking for, you know, putting up barriers to perhaps protect the European market, but that's not really true. In that, if they were marketing their product in Europe 5 years ago, for example, they would be having to do not just one set of tests. They would have to do one set of tests for every one of the countries that they're selling to, and nowadays they basically that was for 27 different countries, and nowadays there's just the one set. So basically it's actually become easier to market your product across Europe. It's just that it's a new system and people need their hand holding.
So, Dave, you see why it's important that Janet is here as an exhibitor and why any person doing business or looking to do business in Europe needs to come by and talk with her and find out if they're interested in, you know, in learning more about it.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think there's a U.S. lab that is approved to do these tests. And that's why it was important for AFA to get an alliance with a good, well-respected, highly qualified lab from the EU country, you know, that could work with our industry manufacturers.
Uh-huh.
And we also speak your language, or almost speak your language.
Well, that's good. I guess American is a bit different from English, isn't it?
Just slightly, but it's not quite as different as, say, German or French.
Yes, yes, I can attest to that. Wanda, one of the things that, and again, I've interviewed people at these shows. How many years have you been doing this show?
We started in 94, and I think we did 94 and 95, and then we went biannual. So I believe this is our eighth show, Dave.
Son of a gun. Well, I've been interviewing people for 8 years. And one of one of the unique things that I've learned from the exhibitors is that, and I suspect every trade show to a certain extent is a two-way communication sort of an event, but here with people developing machinery and equipment and technology, they seem to really be anxious to talk to people from the industry and get their input.
Yes, that's crucial. You know, I learn something every show that just by talking to the exhibitors. And then I learn a lot more when I talk to some of the attendees, you know, but the exhibitors are just full. I mean, they are the brainchild, you know, children of our industry. They keep coming up with new and better and improved ways to save money and cut costs and to help the manufacturers.
Well, I think a lot of those things come from the people that operate the machinery. And
yes, it does. Yeah. And you know, you might have someone that builds a product or what have you, but if they don't know of some of the difficulties or the problems or the person actually running the machine day in and day out, they can give have a lot of influence on the new line or the new redesign of a product.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one thing that's always remained a big point to me about this show, is the fact that they really want to have players from the industry visit their stands and ask them questions,
right,
and share information. I suspect somebody out there has an idea for a new development. This may be a good place to peddle.
You know, again, if you know, so many people have a new idea. Well, here is the people that could advise them and help them and maybe work with them to bring it to completion. So, I mean, you know, there's just a ton of very knowledgeable people at the show.
Mm-hmm. Now, I suspect that this show is the place you're going to see the newest and the greatest. People, save their introductions very often, or at least they highlight the new introductions for this show.
Right. I came up with, you know, Earhart and Lemur has their new piece of equipment that they shipped in from Sweden. I mean, it's absolutely, this is the show to preview it, just to let them know, everyone know that, okay, it's here, let us demonstrate it for you. Another smaller exhibitor that's got a new idea for saving the in the yarn mills and in that part of it, they've come up with a new, and they've got a prototype down there they're going to demonstrate to keep your cut down on the number of hours it takes to creel up a machine, you know, because they've got so many unique, and these are the people actually thinking these up and designing it and then putting it into building it. So I mean, I'm just fascinated, Dave. I might not know all of it, but I sure am fascinated by it.
I also noticed
Wilcom
has one of their newest design pieces of equipment, simulation equipment, is going to be at the show.
They're going to introduce that at the show this year. I mean, starting tomorrow morning, they're going to be demonstrating that, their new Myra software.
Uh-huh.
Blue Fox, Ned Graphics will be here with their latest and 3HD. So there's a lot of software and new interfacing software in all aspects of it, because almost everything is computerized now.
I see. Wanda, one of the real interesting things, I mean, this is a unique show in that really brings the mountain to Mohammed, and you know, nobody has to go buy an airline ticket or make a hotel reservation, at least the locals, obviously, the show comes to them.
Right.
And one of the interesting elements of this is a lunch that you serve. You're still doing that this year, aren't you?
We still have the lunch, Trade Center, the catering staff, they're setting up, and they're going to have the lunch from 11:30 to 2 o'clock daily. So, and it's a nice lunch, sit-down meal for everyone if they want it.
Well, that's a good opportunity for locals. A lot of time, people may have some trouble getting out during the day, but you know, everybody's got to eat.
Right,
so I suspect,
and I think that it's just an extremely, if I think we do an extremely good job for a small town to bring all these very knowledgeable people under one roof, and for you to come up and just spend the day and visit with all of them.
What does it cost to get into the show?
Absolutely free, Dave. We've never charged for the attendees to come.
Now, what are your expectations, Wanda? How many people do you think you're going to draw? Are you going to draw a nice crowd?
Well, Dave, I hope there is a nice crowd. I've got a feeling we're going to have a lot of walk-ins. To be honest, I've not had a head count on the number of pre-registered attendees, so I'm not sure. I did look through a stack of them, and I saw that they were coming from California, Mexico, Canada, the UK. I'm trying to think of all the different countries where they're coming to see.
But you're getting them from all over the world.
Yeah, in China. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just amazed that they're, because again, there are shows, as you know, all over the world, but this is such a unique show that they really, really want to come and see the technologies here.
Uh-huh. One of the things that I really find appealing about this show is that it's an opportunity, especially for the people that are, I would say, naturally curious, I guess, to see what their industry is all about.
Yeah.
A lot of times somebody who may be in design wouldn't necessarily have a good feel about what happens in some of the other areas other than their area of expertise, or somebody that's in the claims department, for example, wouldn't necessarily have a good feel of what the latest technology in design and manufacturing is, and this is a good opportunity to really see it up close and personal.
Well, you know, Dave, it's all interlaced from your receptionist all the way down to your maintenance people. They all need to know how it all works together. And this is an opportunity to get more, you know, to learn more about what your company, actually what the process is to make a product.
Janet, did you give us your stand number at the show so people listening can make a point to come and visit you?
Okay, yeah, I will be on stand 341.
Okay, I hope you don't have any demonstrations going on if you're in the fire business.
No, I might be a professional arsonist, but this time I've left my matches behind.
Well, that's good. You probably got a lot more folks now that you said that. Now, Wanda, you've also got some things going on in the evening. I think you touched on that a little bit earlier. Tell me about what's going on this evening.
Yes, Dave. It will be our third Best of Floor Tech Awards dinner.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we give out the four, you know, recognize people for by their peers. They're nominated and then voted on by the industry. The Individual Leadership Award, Environmental Award, Product and Method Award, and Contribution to the Industry. And that the dinner starts this evening, starting at 7 o'clock. And we've got a real good turnout for that.
Okay.
Here's the Trade Center. Dovatec's Mesa Worldwide Events is sponsoring a cocktail reception from 6 to 7 at the Trade Center, so to kick off our awards dinner. But we got some really interesting winners this year.
I see. You're not going to tell us who they are, I don't suspect, now, are you?
Off the air, Dave. Kip Hart, again, as I said, is going to be the, I didn't say that, but He's also going to fill in for our local personality, Dave Foster, as the host, master of ceremony of the awards dinner.
Well, I'm sorry that I can't make
that. I am sorry you're not going to. It's the first time you've ever missed, right?
That's the first time.
Yeah, he's been our. Dave's a comedian, I'm telling you.
Well, so I'm sorry that I missed that, and will miss that anyway.
Yeah.
I know over and above the show that we're talking about, the Floor Tech show, there's lots of other things that the AFA is involved in, and one is getting involved in foreign trade shows, really allowing some U.S. producers to achieve critical mass at these shows. I know you go to Domatex. Well, tell us about the shows that you go to, and I guess that's where you met Janet in the first place.
That was at Domatex in Hanover, Germany. You know, we've been doing that for many years now, and it's a good networking opportunity, and so that was where I was so pleased to sit down and meet Janet, because we were having, you know, so many manufacturers concerned with how to get the testing done and what all it involved. But we also do Domatex Asia, China Floor, and we also do, we've done 2 years in a row of the new Domatex Middle East.
Uh-huh.
So,
just everybody listening, the doors open up at what time?
On Tuesday, it's 10 until 6. Wednesday, it's 9 until 6. Thursday, it's 9 until 2. And you can continue to register online, or you can just walk up. We'll have a registration with we print your badge in 2 minutes, and you're inside. You know, then you can just go on into the show.
Son of a gun!
So we'll be set up here. That's what we're working on today. And get your badge and go in and see everyone.
We'll see you there.
Thank you. We'll see you Wednesday, maybe.
I'll be there. Thank you, Wanda, and thank you, Janet. I appreciate you coming on with us as well.
Thank you very much, Dave, for inviting me.
Yes, ma'am. And we've been talking this morning with Wanda Ellis. She is Executive Director of the AFA, the American Floor Covering Alliance, and Dr. Janet Murrow. She is with Warrington Fire.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is Floor Radio.